I don't have other political aspirations. I don't hope to run for justice and then run for something else in the future. I just want to be a good judge.
In a 2008 interview, Morgantown attorney Beth Walker said in addition to being a good judge, she wanted to help rebuild the reputation of West Virginia's highest court, the Supreme Court of Appeals. Those were the two main reasons she ran to be a justice then, and 8 years later, those are the reasons she's trying her hand at a seat once again.
I have a conservative vision for our Supreme Court of Appeals, and that means very simply that I think the court absolutely has to be fair and impartial and decide cases based on the law, not based on who the parties are, not based on where you're from, not based on an individual justice's personal preference, but rather based purely on the law.
Walker is from Ohio, but has spent nearly 30 years in West Virginia, the past six working as in-house counsel for the West Virginia University Hospital System. Now she's traveling the state, meeting with voters and sharing her ideas.
If you have an activist judge on the court who thinks it's their place to second-guess what the legislature does, then I don't think that's good for West Virginia.
At Giuseppe's Italian restaurant in Mount Hope last week, Walker met with about a dozen women at a luncheon. This idea that justices shouldn't legislate from the bench, it's one Walker discusses a lot. She shared that message with the women at her luncheon in that 2008 interview and in one of her recent television ads.
Because like you, I'm tired of liberal judges trying to legislate the law rather than strictly interpret it. Our laws should be there to protect you, not harm you.
But Walker hasn't shied away from sharing her opinions about legislation either, like her stances on substance abuse. Walker says the state needs increased access to treatment and stricter penalties for drug dealers, things she can't accomplish on the bench. But what she can do?
Well, you can start by talking about it. I knew intellectually, of course, that it was happening and there were problems. But until I started going to our communities and counties all over the state, talking to people, realizing the scope and breadth of this drug crisis, I really didn't have a sense of how serious. You know, I'll admit, I didn't have a sense of how serious it is. And I think we have to be talking about it.
Walker tried to take on another area of legislation, the state's public campaign financing program. The program allows Supreme Court candidates who meet certain requirements to fund their campaign with $500,000 provided by the state. Two of Walker's opponents chose to use the program, and Walker sued them both, saying they missed deadlines laid out in the law.
I have no philosophical problem with the program, but the reason I filed the appeals were because the rules were not being followed as they had been promulgated by the legislature. And I thought that before that amount of state funds was released to the candidates to spend on their campaigns, that the rules ought to be followed.
Walker says she chose not to use public campaign financing because she didn't think it was the best use of state dollars in the tough financial times West Virginia is facing. But had she won her lawsuits that worked their way up to the state Supreme Court, Walker would have asked the state to pay her legal fees.
I felt like in our appeal, we were doing in part what the job of the State Election Commission should have been, in suggesting that the law, you know, the State Election Commission has a responsibility to certify the candidates as meeting all of the requirements of the statute. And, you know, our position was that the State Election Commission didn't correctly authorize that discretion.
If she were a legislator, Walker says, she would revisit the program given the financial hardships in the state. But as a justice, she won't have any say on future rewrites to the law. Of the five candidates running for the one open seat on the high court, Walker has the longest list of endorsements. Conservative organizations like the West Virginia Business and Industry Council and the West Virginia Chamber of Commerce are backing her, as well as Republican lawmakers like Senator Shelley Moore Capito. And third-party groups have recently backed Walker as well, spending PAC money on attack ads focused on two of her opponents. Walker says she can and will separate herself from these special interests as a member of the court and isn't afraid to recuse herself from cases that may appear to have personal conflicts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara.